When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The unholy ascent. The exorcism of Clara Germana Cell. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey back in time to a period when the lines between spiritual affliction and medical understanding were far less defined, especially in remote corners of the world. We travel to the sun-drenched, yet deeply traditional region of Natal, South Africa, in the pivotal year of 1906. Here, amidst the quiet solemnity of a Catholic mission, a profound battle between faith and the demonic unfolded, involving a young, innocent soul who would become a chilling example of textbook possession, culminating in a terrifying public struggle for her very essence. This is the harrowing case of Clara Germana Cele. Clara Germana Cele was a 16-year-old student at a Catholic mission school. She was described as a devout and pious girl, known for her gentle nature and unwavering commitment to her faith. Like many young people in her community, she embraced the teachings of the church, finding solace and purpose in its rituals and beliefs. Her life was simple, ordered by the rhythms of study, prayer, and community. But in the autumn of 1906, this serene existence shattered. It began subtly, with whispers from Clara herself. She started confiding in the nuns and her peers that she had made a pact with the devil. While initially dismissed as childish fantasy or a fleeting spiritual crisis, her behavior quickly took a dark, alarming turn. She developed a terrifying and undeniable aversion to religious objects. Crucifixes, once a source of comfort, would cause her to shriek in agony, recoiling as if burned. Holy water evoked violent convulsions. Even the simple mention of the Virgin Mary's name would send her into a fit of rage, her voice becoming guttural, laced with blasphemies she could not have known. The changes escalated with horrifying speed and intensity, leaving no doubt in the minds of those who witnessed them that this was beyond any ordinary illness. Clara began to exhibit impossible physical feats. She would suddenly display unholy strength far beyond the capacity of a teenage girl. It reportedly took multiple strong men to restrain her during her violent outbursts, her body writhing with a power that seemed to come from an unseen source. She would lash out, her eyes rolling back, her face contorting into a grotesque mask of fury. Then came the chilling linguistic anomaly. Clara, who was known to speak only her native Zulu and basic English, as taught at the mission, began to speak fluently, yet gutturally, in multiple foreign languages she had never learned. Witnesses reported hearing her utter sentences in German, French, and even Latin. These weren't mere mimicry, they were coherent, often blasphemous or accusatory, challenging the priests and nuns in the very languages of the church's ancient rituals. This phenomenon, known as xenoglossia, is a classic, deeply unsettling marker in many alleged possession cases. But perhaps the most shocking and undeniable manifestation, the one that cemented the belief in her possession for all who witnessed it, was the levitation. Clara's body would reportedly lift off the ground, floating several feet in the air, sometimes hovering, sometimes thrashing wildly, held aloft by no visible means. It was a terrifying spectacle, defying the laws of physics, a direct assault on the natural order. One account describes her being lifted 4 or 5 feet above her bed, hanging suspended, screaming, as onlookers watched in stunned horror. This was not a trick of light or a hallucination. It was observed repeatedly by multiple, credible witnesses within the mission, including the very clergy and nuns who cared for her. Beyond these dramatic physical manifestations, there were also claims of other classic signs. Clara allegedly revealed secrets about the lives of those around her, knowledge she could not have possessed. She would predict future events with chilling accuracy. Her voice would shift, sometimes sounding like an old man, other times a snarling animal, all while denying the existence of God and glorifying evil. The very air around her would sometimes grow cold or carry an inexplicable stench of decay or sulfur. With these undeniable and terrifying occurrences, the mission authorities, including the head priest, recognized the profound spiritual crisis. They sought permission from the local bishop for a full, solemn exorcism, according to the rites of the Catholic Church. Two priests, Father Erasmus Horner and Father Mansueti, both experienced and respected clergymen, were tasked with this perilous spiritual battle. They knew the risks, the immense physical and spiritual toll such a rite demanded. The exorcism of Clara Germana Sale began, and it was a public, violent, and utterly harrowing ordeal that lasted for 2 grueling days. It was conducted in a room or chapel within the mission, with several witnesses present, nuns, other priests, and even some members of the community, their presence adding both solemnity and a chilling layer of verification to the events. During the exorcism, Clara reportedly thrashed with unimaginable force, her small frame requiring the strength of multiple men to keep her restrained. Her screams were unearthly, a terrifying blend of human anguish and demonic fury. The priests continuously recited prayers, commandments, and invocations from the Ritual Romanum, commanding the entities within her to identify themselves and depart. The possessed voice that emanated from Clara's throat would lash out at them in various languages, cursing and blaspheming, mocking their efforts, revealing fragments of knowledge that seemed impossible for her to know. The struggle was relentless. At times, her body would reportedly contort into unnatural positions, her spine arching backwards, her limbs twisting. The battle was not just spiritual, but intensely physical, a raw display of overwhelming power. The levitation, too, was said to occur during the exorcism, her body defying gravity, held aloft as the priests desperately prayed over her, invoking the power of Christ. These terrifying moments of airborne struggle were witnessed by the priests themselves and by the numerous onlookers, their faith and sanity tested to their limits. Finally, after 2 days of relentless spiritual combat, the priests observed a change. The violence began to subside, the demonic voices weakened, and the terrifying displays of unnatural strength and levitation ceased. Clara's body, exhausted and bruised, collapsed. The exorcism was deemed a success. The demons, it was believed, had been expelled. Clara Germana Selle eventually returned to her normal self, though forever marked by the horrific ordeal she had endured. Her case quickly gained notoriety within the Catholic Church and beyond, becoming a frequently cited example of a truly verifiable demonic possession due to the numerous, credible witnesses to its classic manifestations. The story of Clara Germana Keller stands as a powerful, unsettling narrative in the annals of paranormal history. It challenges the purely scientific mind, offering a stark reminder of phenomena that seem to defy all rational explanation. Was Clara a victim of a profound psychological affliction, perhaps a rare form of dissociative disorder or psychosis, misinterpreted through the lens of early 20th century religious belief? Or was she, as all who witnessed her ordeal firmly believed, truly possessed by malevolent entities, a pure soul chosen as a battleground for unseen forces? The core manifestations, the unholy strength, the gynoglossia, and most terrifyingly, the levitation, are the very hallmarks cited in historical accounts of demonic possession. In 1906, with limited medical understanding of complex psychiatric conditions, and in a community deeply rooted in faith, the answer was clear. The enduring mystery of Clara Germana Celle serves as a chilling testament to the terrifying potential of unseen evils and the profound, violent struggle that can erupt when the spiritual world decides to manifest its dark presence, even in the most innocent of vessels. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.